Good afternoon. It's 5:06. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Tanner Boyd. A Rowan Schools employee accused of rape has been indicted. Morehead State spring commencement is nearly here. The primary election is right around the corner as well. Doves of Gateway is hosting a benefit show this weekend, and the annual repair fair in Ashland is set to return. Showers and thunderstorms likely through the evening. We'll have a complete check of your region's extended weather forecast after this news. The Rowan Schools employee accused of raping a student has been indicted on 23 counts. 40-year-old Andrew Zahari was arrested February 15th on charges of third-degree rape. The citation states Zahari was in an ongoing sexual relationship with a 17-year-old student and admitted to a detective the offense did occur. He was released on a $25,000 cash bond the following day. He was also placed on administrative leave by the school system, with the investigation turned over to Child Protective Services. With his indictments filed in open court on May 5th, Zahari faces 10 counts of third-degree rape, 10 counts of third-degree sodomy, and 3 counts of promoting a sexual performance by a minor. His arraignment has been set for June 2nd at 11 a.m. An escaped inmate from the Star Community Justice Center in Franklin Furnace, Ohio, with violent tendencies, has been caught in West Virginia. WMKY's Caleb Fugit has that story.
42-year-old Eric Parkins of Parkersburg was captured by members of the Parkersburg Police Department around 7:20 a.m. on Tuesday. Ohio State Highway Patrol reports Parkins also escaped the facility with 45-year-old Timothy Moore of Millfield, Ohio, around 9 p.m. on Saturday, but Moore was soon caught. WSAZ reports Parkins and Moore were in jail for drug-related charges, and officials are unsure how the two escaped. For WMKY News, I'm Caleb Fugit.
Morehead residents can expect some congestion this weekend, and not just from the spring weather. Morehead State University's spring commencement will be held this Saturday, May 13th, in the Academic Athletic Center. There will be 2 ceremonies for graduates, one at 10 a.m. and the other at 2 p.m. Lieutenant Josh Eisen with the Morehead Police Department says, though he expects things to go pretty smoothly on the north end of town, there may be significant delays closer to campus.
Especially 32 and 60, that area, and just downtown at the traffic lights. And there is a lot of pedestrian traffic, usually coming from the gravel lot across from the AAC over to the AAC. But luckily, MSU police usually keeps a pretty good eye on it.
Eisen also recommends graduates to celebrate responsibly, saying to use a designated driver and taxi services as needed. Kentucky's Attorney General is reminding Kentuckians to report suspected election law violations. WMKY's Kyle Creamer has that story.
In a notice sent out by Attorney General Daniel Cameron's office, they urge Kentuckians to report any suspected irregularities to the statewide election fraud hotline. House Bill 302 passed in the recent legislative session. This bill enhances penalties for certain felons who vote or attempt to vote. The election fraud hotline is available all year round and records messages 7 days a week. The hotline will have staff answering calls during early in-person voting through May 13th. Tips submitted to the hotline will be reviewed by prosecutors. The hotline will be staffed from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. For WMKY News, I'm Kyle Creamer.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company. The Ruth Hunt Candy Factory in Mount Sterling is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, chocolates, and confections, including Kentucky Pulled Cream Candy, Woodford Reserve Bourbon Balls, and Blue Mondays. Since 1921, sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones for 100 years. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at ruthhuntcandy.com. Ruth Hunt Candies, your first and last stop for gift shopping.
American Electric Power is planning to increase electric bill rates to recoup nearly $650 million in past losses and to remedy future losses. Certain counties are currently working on objecting these rate increases. A new law passed in late February allows AEP to avoid a one-time 37% increase, instead opting to sell bonds, which will potentially limit family increases to 3.5%. AEP spokesperson Phil Moy spoke to WSAZ about the law and the rate increases.
It's a different than, say, a traditional recovery solution, but it's one that really has the best interest of our customers at heart and keeps rates as stable as we can possibly keep them, given the increase in fuel costs that we've seen since late 2021.
Kanawha County Commissioner President Kent Carper was not impressed. The Kanawha County Commission still plans to file its objection with the Public Service Commission. The 2019 U.S. Census Bureau data analyzed reports women earn on average 79 cents for every dollar a man earns. Women of color were among the groups to suffer the most from the economic consequences of the pandemic. The Women's Fund of Central Ohio reports women of color now own just 2 cents for every dollar a man owns. Kent State University Associate Professor of Sociology Susan Fisk said women continue to face negative stereotypes.
This can make it harder for women to succeed in these fields. It can cause them to experience bias in hiring and promotion in their day-to-day work.
Nationally, in 2002, women working full and part-time earned 80% of what men earned, and by 2022, it had risen to just 82%. According to a report from the Lumina Foundation, there is a decline of roughly 600,000 African-American learners in American higher education institutions. The data comes as colleges in the Mountain State are reporting a decline in enrollments. Education Council Principal Zakia Ellis says as more young people question the value of a college education, institutions should have transparent discussions about tuition affordability.
Thinking about the affordability of programs for students, and that means telling them in clear terms what it will cost them as a bottom line to attend college, but also have that cost be based on realistically, what can people afford to pay?
According to the same report, Black and brown students are more likely to face challenges such as food insecurity and work multiple jobs to meet basic needs. And we'll have a further look at your region's headlines right after this. Support for MSPR comes from Downtown Moorhead Incorporated, presenting Roots Music Weekend May 26th and 27th in Downtown Moorhead. Live music starts at 5 p.m. each day. Friday's showcase includes Albert Lloyd and Reister, T.D. Young, Shelby Lore Band, and Magnolia Boulevard. Saturday features Brett and Donnie, The Gens, Wolfpin Branch, and Kyle Fields. Roots Music Weekend at 5 p.m. on Friday, May 26th and Saturday, May 27th in downtown Moorhead. Doves of Gateway is hosting a benefits show on May 13th to raise money to provide domestic violence assistance to individuals in several counties. The show, titled When Doves Fly, features an entertaining evening of dance and music from around the world, featuring dance group Shimmy Mob, a team of belly dancers made up of volunteers. Andrea Withrow is the outreach coordinator and case manager for Doves of Gateway. She says they provide several resources for victims of domestic violence and their children.
We provide food, clothing, personal care items. We have housing advocates that provide any type of housing needs. We have legal advocacy that provides any type of assistance with emergency protective orders. We have case management. We have children's activities that we do for all the kids here.
The show takes place at the Rowan County Arts Center. Doors open at 7 p.m. The show begins at 7:30. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for children. The annual repair fair in Ashland is set to take place later this month. WMKY's Kyle Creamer reports organizers are still looking for volunteers.
Each year, the city of Ashland gathers volunteers to go to homes in need of minor but important repairs. Teams fix up wheelchair ramps, handrails, decks, steps, paint, and do yard work, and minor roof repair. Officials say people of all skill levels are encouraged to sign up as volunteers. Repair work is the main need, however, people are needed to coordinate food and run errands as well. Volunteers will receive breakfast and lunch and this year's Repair Fair t-shirt. The event has been going since 2001. Volunteer applications can be found online at ashlandkentucky.gov. For WMKY News, I'm Kyle Creamer.
The Georgetown Fire Department is now the first in Kentucky to offer a specific type of cancer screening test to its firefighters. It's called the Gallery test, and it can detect more than 50 types of cancer, even in the earliest of stages. Fire Chief Tim Thompson tells WKYT he's excited about what it can do for the men and women of his department.
The test is a simple blood draw. They'll come take blood from us. They'll send it off, and what it does, it actually detects DNA breakdown if there's cancer in the body. We always want to try to figure out ways that we can take care of our members.
The tests are only for current and retired Georgetown firefighters. And finally, since its inception, the National Human Trafficking Hotline has handled over 920 cases of human trafficking and identified over 2,200 victims in Kentucky. To bring awareness, Northern Kentucky University has established the Human Trafficking and Health Equity Academic Collaboration. Suki Kim, founder of the collaborative, tells Spectrum One News that big crowds aren't the only places trafficking can occur and to keep an eye on children.
This issue is a daily issue. It is not only for the crowded places. Once you see some children having these difficulties, trust those resources and utilizing as much as you can.
The National Human Trafficking Hotline is 888-373-7888. And taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 79 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Chance of precipitation is 60%. And for your Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with highs near 80 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 30%. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from WMKY's Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Samantha Morrill, Wiley Tanner, Caleb Fugit, Clay Wallace, Kyle Creamer, Hallie Adams, Kaylee Lacey, and Hannah Grace. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR news team, I'm Tanner Boyd for WMKY News. Now, back to All Things Considered.